We've had one or two bumps and bruises, as you expect, after such a physical game last Saturday against Carlisle. But we're hoping that everybody should be fit and well come Saturday.
You had quite a few selection dilemmas last weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, in some senses, that we had quite a few more bodies available to us. But, you know, the lads that have been doing well, it's simple. It's a simple message to the squad. Once you've got the shirt, it's up to you to keep the shirt. And the same will be applying this weekend as well. But it's great to have that competition and the others know how hard they've got to fight to get in the team.
I saw a quote from you last week saying you feel a bit like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Is it driving you mad yet, knowing how much quality you've got and just the inability to turn it into 3 points?
It's not driving me mad. I think, like I say, it's a situation where once you take the emotion of the Saturday game away and you analyse it and you look at it and you go, well, we're 8 games in with a brand new group of players. Obviously, with what's happened previously, to be in the position that we're in is quicker than what I thought would be in terms of how they've took on how we want them to play and how we're going about it. But, and it is a but, we need to then turn that dominance into results now a little bit more.
Is it fair to say that you've won games when you've played well? You've not won a game yet where you've been poor and thought we've done all right there to get that result.
Yeah, and I'd quite like one of those in the sense of, you know, we haven't had what our performances have richly deserved. But that's the game, and there's only one thing that you can do, and that's to keep working hard and, you know, having that care in the final third and being a bit more ruthless in both boxes. And that's the work, and that's the message that's been delivered to the players this week. And they're the same. I'm really pleased with their attitude and their desire to do it properly as well. You know, the frustration that everybody's feeling in our dressing room is a good sign, because it shows how much they care and how well they want to do, which I'm really pleased about, because, like I say, we've only been together a couple of months.
Strange one, isn't it? You look at the way the goals went in last week. You're 2-0 down after dominating the first half, and people might look at it and say, well, what a fantastic comeback by Blackpool. I believe that you've looked at it as if it's 2 points dropped.
A bit of both, really. We felt with our dominance, and I think we had 21 shots at goal, and our averages for the shots on goal have been very good this season. Same with our corners four as well, the number of corners we're having. But like you say, we gave the opposition a 2-goal head start. Once you've done that, it's a test again, because now we see what the mental state is like. And that was pleasing, that, you know, against Colchester the week before, we never gave up and we scored in the 89th minute and could have got an equaliser. And again on Saturday, the group don't know when they're beaten at this moment in time, which is a great strength to have. And on top of, like you say, the way that we're trying to play, we just need it all to piece together now and click.
What can you do in training about it? 21 attempts and 2 goals from it. You can practice and practice and practice, but you can't sort of make that real game atmosphere about it, can you?
No, but I mean, it's like anything. You've got to do the work. You've got to keep doing what you believe in is right, and keep encouraging and supporting the players to do it. And like you say, training Tuesday, it was very good. The standard was very good, both from an attacking and a defensive point of view. We go training again today, and again we'll be focusing on doing the basics right and capitalising on the way that we've been playing.
It's not just the forwards, is it? It's a collective that everybody's got to take their share of getting goals from all areas.
No, 100%. You know, you look at, for example, Tom Aldridge. He could have had 3 or 4 goals to his name already from when he goes up at set pieces. And, you know, he's a threat along with Clark when those two go up. But like you say, it's a contribution from everybody. We've got to have everybody scoring goals, and we can't just rely on the strikers.
When I last spoke to you, we talked about players who perhaps are still looking for clubs. Is there anything developing at Blackpool regarding out-of-contract players at this moment in time?
No, not at the moment in time. There was one or two that we were interested in and we made contact with, but they decided not to follow it up, so I'm not going to waste my time chasing them.
And as for players that you want to get football, maybe going out of the EFL and going into the non-league, are you looking at that?
Well, we've got the, like you say, we've got the cup competition coming soon, and games come thick and fast now. We play Saturday and then we play Tuesday, so I'm in no rush at this moment in time to let anybody out. The only ones that would possibly consider would be the younger ones.
How big a challenge is this weekend? Yeah. They've had a decent start, haven't they, crew?
They're a great footballing team. Personally, in my opinion, they're a wonderful model for anybody to follow in terms of developing your own players, getting them in the first team and then having to sell them on. And they've done it over many, many years. You know, they deserve an enormous amount of credit. They don't panic if results don't go their way and fire managers every other season or anything like that. I think they're very sensible with their approach. They're realistic with their approach. And like I say, from a footballing and a business point of view, I think it's a great model to have.
They're quite unique in their style, yeah, as well, aren't they? They believe in playing one way. I think they changed managers at one time and very quickly changed him again because he didn't want to play the crew way. And like you say, they were relegated last season, but there doesn't seem to be any change of philosophy at all.
You know, people talk about the model at Barcelona and the model that Manchester United have and the model that Manchester City are now trying to create with Pep Guardiola and the way that Manchester City's academy has grown and developed over the last number of years. Crew have done exactly that for longer. They don't get the enough credit for what they've done over the years, and that's just my opinion. But you look at the players that they've produced over the years, it's been phenomenal.
But has it changed in some respects that we're not going to see a David Platt go from Crew to the top flight, a Rob Jones anymore, a Danny Murphy, are we? We're not going to quite see that sort of step anymore because these clubs tend to go abroad.
Well, I think that's just the way that the game's gone and the money that's come into the game. You know, the players that they probably had at under 12s, under 13s, and they kept all the way through, they're now losing. And that's not just Crew, that's a hell of a lot of teams to the big boys now because of the new rules of the ECPP and the compensation packages. But part and parcel of it, they haven't sulked about it. They've got on and they're still producing good footballers. You know, I've watched them twice now, and technically they're still very good footballers. And you only have to look at their results so far this season.
So what's the key to beating them? Is it upset them? Is it get in their faces? Is it try and play them at their game, or perhaps be a little stronger, if that's the right word, with them?
No, I think we've got to go and concentrate on ourselves. You know, anybody watched our last couple of games, you know, we've been very good with the ball ourselves and the number of chances that we've created and the way we've come and played, and, you know, a couple of goals that we've scored, you know, we've gone from our goalkeeper into the back of the net without the opposition touching the ball. So we've got to keep playing our way, and hopefully that'll be enough for us.
So apart from Redshaw, is everybody else available for selection?
Danny Pugh is still sore with his foot. Apart from that, touch wood.
So you're going to look at Danny, or is he?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. He's not trained this week, so, you know, we want him to be right. We don't want to be rushing him back and him having to break down.